The Blues No. 1 by Aaron Copland. The pianist was Michel Legrand. This is BBC Radio 3. It's 25 past 11. And now, World on 3 with Lopo Cotari.
Thank you. Ethiopian jazz saxophonist Getachew Mekuria, and a track from his album Ian Beso Tezeta, an album that has gone straight to the top of my charts and shares the number one spot with another album that I'm going to play later on tonight. That was a medley of two songs, Abe Abe, about the Blue Nile and how it flows and shares its water with the rest of the world, but it is still Ethiopian water, and Yene Ayal, a wedding song. Mekuria recorded the album just over a year ago at the age of 76. He said that he'd wanted to make one more recording and to do it with a group called The X, a Dutch avant-garde punk band that he'd hooked up with back in 2004. And they in turn put together a CD of some of his early recordings from the 60s through to the present day. The result is two CDs of first-class music. Mekuria named the album Ian Beso Tezeta in memory of the lion to show a softer side of his art. Hello and a very happy new year to all of you. I'm Lapa Kotari. This being the first World on Three of the year, I thought that I would cram it full with some of the heavyweights of music, slip in a bit of a wish list, some of the artists who I hope pass through the UK this year and in turn pop into the studio to do a session for us, and for no other reason than I love it, include a bit of the blues. My guests tonight are Nidi Dirac, the innovative group from southern Italy, who came in to say hello just before the end of the year. So the next heavyweight is Ghanaian legend Morikanti. His new album is in praise of women, whose contribution to human progress, he believes, is all too often neglected and undervalued. La Guinéenne is an album that takes him back to his trademark big band sound. West Africa meets the West. And this track, Saratan, is just that.
Ubefe kuru, amiri kuru, lana kau bebo ni mau kuru ni da. Mkana wanini karifei. la pila ya fe
yogo yogo ba ani kuye di
moro kulunya damina to tiniye le remel kurunya manyi
yogo yogo ba
moro kulunya damina to tiniye le ru imel kurunya kiso
yogo yogo ba
jeba mo kurunya ro musoba mo kurunya ro wajiti mo kurunya ro giri kuruni kolon kuruni fanni kuru ne sokuru
Yeah.
two songs from two albums that celebrate women. The first was Morricante Saratan and the second was Deroran, sung by Spanish powerhouse Mercedes Peón from a compilation called Cantigas de Mujeres, an album filled with songs from Galician women out on Fall Records. A contemporary duo of songs now from people who rate pretty high up in the cool stakes. Brazil's Vinicius Cantuaria, followed by Brazilophile Chris Frank, one half of Dalata, Brit DJ Patrick Forge being the other half. Cantuaria's album is called Indio de Apartamento, Indian in the Apartment, and it's dedicated to his mother, who passed away over a year ago. Somber and moving, this is Puros.
As águas cor de barro desse rio mar, com tanta vida e riqueza nos oferecer, devemos só compreender. Milhões de anos a nos permitir a navegar e nos alimentar, nos ensinou, nos proteger. As castanheiras e os seringais, as mil lagoas e os igarapés. Vi tantas coisas, ouvi tantos sons. Thank you.
Places We Go, on a two-track EP from Delatta featuring the UK trombonist Dennis Rollins. Delatta's album is due out on their own label in the early part of this year. And so to my guest, Nidhi Darak, a band that has been called the sound of a revolution in Italian music. They're from Puglia in the south of Italy. In fact, Alessandro Coppola, who formed the band back in 1998, is from the historic city of Lecce that stands in the very heel of the country. But I'll let him tell his story after this first song from them, Io e Signoria.
Quando era piccino, io me ricordo di gianti che mi fici cutte, stavo attorno, cuccio cucutti e pecceri per mia, la gioia che sia entrata mia, e se mi metti a tenga asciugare, nulla considerare, si osta prima a cattare, e lavorare, come io ci ho già fatto, onore e tradizione a rispettare. Passano i discorsi con giovani, figli mi tia, non puoi ti amare, figli mi tia, con un cazzo a ragionare, non no papà, io non posso accettare, e no, io non posso accettare questo, dimmi le cose, a non cambiare dico, no, io non posso portare, se regole all'arco, le puoi dimenare, io e sì. Io per signoria nessuna paura. Io e signoria lugar de luna. Io per signoria nessuna paura.
Io e signoria, a beautiful ballad which I believe is a conversation between two generations. I have with me Alessandro Coppola of Nidi Darak and Jennifer Hutz, who's on violin and vocals. And also helping in the translation of this general European melting pot is Flaminia Vorcano, who's the manager of the group. Alessandro, tell me a little bit about that song, Ues Signoria, because it is a conversation that's happening exactly. Between you and your father.
Yes.
About the traditional situation of women in the society. Women.
Yes. This guy love a lot una figlia di una lavoratrice dei campi di tabacco.
We are based in South Italy, of course. In the past, situation was quite different from today's. And of course, we had differences between lower and higher classes and also between men and women positions in society. So the story talks, it's an excuse to talk about this through this story. There is a son who talks with his father, and because his son is in love with the wrong woman, because the woman she comes from a lower class. She's actually coming from the class, basically the people that were working in the countryside, and the father is the owner of this countryside, so it cannot be possible, you know, that his son is in love with her.
Alessandra, you formed Nidi Darak back in 1998.
Yes, exactly.
What was the aim of putting this group together?
I had the need to condividere un'esperienza che partiva da un bisogno.
His primal need was to find people to work with that could understand the type of music and the type of the idea behind the project. They could really be involved with it and finding together a way and a language to communicate everywhere in Italy at first, because when they started in Rome, and then of course the second step was going abroad and trying to communicate to the world. So at the beginning was really looking for people that could understand where it was coming from.
You're now in Paris, Alessandro. So how is that influencing your
yes.
music? Are you getting away too much, perhaps, from the Italian roots?
Essere a Parigi significa continuare questo discorso in maniera evoluta, perché non è più l'Italia, ma l'Europa.
This is the step further. Some of the musicians he collaborates with are based in Paris, like Jennifer here. And he's in Paris, but he's actually in Europe. So Paris identifies Paris as Europe. So it was Lecce, then Rome, Italy, and now it's Paris, Europe. So in Europe, of course, the music is changing again, but it's the form that is changing. The content's always the same, you know, and they become even stronger, because the further you go, the more you want to be attached from your the place where you come from. But the form changes continuously.
Well, Jennifer, maybe I bring you in here now, because you've had quite a journey yourself from Baltimore, now in Paris, playing, to all intents and purposes, modern Italian folk music.
Yeah, it's as a musician, I've often played projects for a lot of different people. So for me, it's a natural progression. And those projects also included music that was a little bit more, could be identified as being ethnic to cultures that were other than mine. So for me, it was a little bit of a natural journey when I met Alessandro through a common friend who's an Italian violinist, who said, you know, maybe you should call this guy. And I think that I asked him the same question, you know. I said, when he asked me to come play for him, why do you want me? I'm American from Baltimore. I mean, I can play this music, but maybe you want an Italian violinist, you know, so they can feel it in their soul and this kind of stuff. But I think the rhythms are, if we understand music and you understand rhythm, you can quickly fall into the rhythms of this music.
Well, this next song that you're going to play is called Gocce. Tell me, Alessandro.
La prima uscì dagli occhi.
This song called Drops lists all different type of drops. We have blood drops, we have tears, we have rain, We have the drops coming from the sea. We have sweat. We have rain, of course. And we have water, holy water. And of course, we have venom from Taranta.
La prima dentro è l'ekin, mi vessio, e l'altra della fronte, mi cadio. La terza della nuvola arriva, la quarta era de sangue, e la brucia. La quinta era acqua di nam, canno fiore, la sesta entro il mare, e l'onda amore. La settima e l'ottava, su gemelli, in tu la notte la crime e stella. La decima de Taran. La prima dentro le mi vessi e l'ora della fronte mi cadio. La terza della nuvola arriva, la quarta era de sangue e la brucia. La quinta era acqua di nam, tenno fiore, la sesta entro il mare, e l'onda amore. La settima e l'ottava, su gemelli, intro la notte la crime d'este. Acqua santa, la decima vera. La prima dentro all'equipe mi vessio, e l'aura della fronte è negativo. La terza della nuvola arriva, la quarta era del sangue e la brucia. La quinta era cotina, tenno fiore, la sta entro il mare e l'onda rumore. La settima e l'ottava, su gemelli, in giù la notte là. Crime d'estate.
La nona goccia forte, acqua santa, la decima veleno de taram.
The many kinds of drops, from tears to rain and even spiders' poison. More from Nidhi Dharak later in the programme. Still to come, a journey into the blues from one of the albums fighting for the top spot on my current top 10. Now, here is something that, whilst I'm a believer in never say never, I would have put it under extremely unlikely. This is some great-sounding, seriously authentic, Cajun foot-stomping dance music from a Newcastle-based band. Who would have thought it? They're called Rob Heron and the Teapad Orchestra, and this is Danse de la Limonade. If you don't believe it, then listen to the lyrics, which give away their British roots. Who else would talk about beer and pies?
Un, deux, trois. Saturday night I went to the dance, I got drunk and I hit the floor. Too much for tongue, busy too many on the line. I say moi, le vin, limonade. Saturday night he went to the dance, he got drunk all on his own. Dimanche matin, je suis tout manière là. Passez-moi le vin de limonade. Beer, I eat my pies and it don't cost me a thing. Saturday night I went to the dance, I got drunk and I got the spin. Dimanche matin, je suis tout manière malade. Passez-moi le vin de limonade.
Who's that knocking at my window? Knock so loud, but don't come in. It's your own true-hearted lover. Go rise you up and let him in. Go away, go away. Don't wake my mother. For love's a thing she can't endure. She's been the ruin of many a lover. She'll be the ruin of many more. I've come to whisper in your ear, love, do you think it's any harm? I've come to win you of your father. Pray trust yourself in your darling's arms. Go away, go away, don't wake my father, for he lies on his bed of rest. And on his breast he carries a weapon to kill the one that I love best. I wish I was a little sparrow. I'd circle like a turtle dove. I'd fly away to a lonesome valley and settle there in a land of love.
Who's that knocking at my window? Well, it's octogenarian Tom Paley, part of the revered New York City Ramblers back in the 50s and 60s, and now part of an old-time string band revival. Roll On, Roll On is the name of Paley's album, which is, incredibly, his debut solo album. Who knows, maybe he'll come and sing for us on the programme. Not only does he still perform, but he also lives in London. The album is too good to put down, so I'm going to play some more tunes from it tonight if there's time. Talking of guests for the show, here are another two on my wish list. Mongolians and a Union, who are going to be touring the UK this month, and Sweden's Christian Mathisson, who goes by the name of the tallest man on earth and sounds not unlike Bob Dylan. Here they are, and a Union first with Hurray.
Hooray, 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 h van horizon om neef, de hulp van macht, die man koot in consulten, de morgen van lurten voor aan macht. Tjari, de kunnen van de zee, onder de wandel, onder de wandel, onder de wandel,
a lover, just cause I steal the things you hide, just cause I focus while we're dancing on, just cause I offered you a ride. Still I am not from Barcelona, no, I am not even from Madrid, I am a native of the Norfolk, and I could mess up any kid. To meet them all, blood is fake, so I can hurt. And all the senorita sighing, oh, will be the fountain of my lies. But while we're floating in siesta, will you search for bottles and for knives? Some flamenco, and perhaps I'll reach the other side. Why are you stabbing my illusion? Oh, just cause I stole some eagle's wings. Because you named me as your lover. Well, I thought I could be anything.
King of Spain. King of Spain from Christian Mattsson, the tallest man on earth, who interestingly is married to fellow Swedish singer whose stage name is Idiot Wind, a couple that share talent and wit, no doubt. And one of the many questions I'd like to ask him should he make it over here to sing for us. But back to my guests on tonight's programme, Alessandro Coppola, Jennifer Hutz, Clelia Patrono, Eduardo Targa and Alessandro Luccioli, Puglia's music adventures, Nidhi Darak, and a song called Calanita.
Ti è inglice tu significa tenoria, ci vuoi plomo pensente si sera. C'è tu un pisti finestra sua capo, sti carti a musunito ti pena. C'è tu un pisti finestra sua capo, sti carti a musunito ti pena. E vo pantassi se na pensio, e a ti se na si chi mua che po, c'è pu pao, pu sirno, pu steo, sti cartiamo pantassi na bastu. La riro, la riro, la liro, la riro, la riro, la la, la riro, la riro, la liro, la 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 la, la riro, la riro, la liro, la riro, la riro, la la, la riro, la riro, la liro, la 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 la, la riro, la riro, la liro, la riro, la riro, la la, la riro, la riro, la liro, la la. Gesù mai te mi capisce il sole e supponi se mai fosse me ma il cittore al sinistro e del sen namo pino e capi blu e mena calinita se fino c'è va dai asunti vomita primo ma pupa fantasena vasu la riro la riro la lero la riro la riro la 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 riro la riro la lero la 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 riro la riro la lero la riro la riro la 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 riro la riro la lero la 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 riro la riro la thank you.
Kalinita, a beautiful song there, which I believe translates to mean good night. And for any of you who speak Greek, it's not that far from Kalinichta, meaning the same thing. It's actually the ancient dialect of southern Italy, of Salento. And with me is Alessandro Coppola, the man behind Nidi de Rock, a fabulous group that they've said is the sound of a revolution in Italian music. And helping along the translations with me is the manager of the group, Flaminia Volcano. Alessandro, I've heard many of your previous albums, and it seems to me that Nidi de Rock is becoming perhaps less rock and roll and maybe more reflective, more introspective. Would you agree with that?
It's a classic of rock and roll. È una ballata. Fa parte rock, nel rock and roll ci sono le
Kalinita
le
is ballade, actually no? Very rock and roll. it's a cult, no? Because he was just comparing Elvis Presley singing serenades. So actually, Kalinita can also be a same because it's a ballad, you know. So but actually, no, it's a very reflexive, yeah, very romantic song because it's a serenade between two lovers, of course. And it's in Greco, which is this ancient dialect made from a mix between ancient Greek and dialect from Salento, from the lower part of Puglia. These days, this song, which used to be its traditional song, now is very well known in Italy, not only down the south anymore. It's becoming something that everyone, when they want to talk about music from Salento, they think about this, they mention this song. So it's really becoming very popular. Everyone sings it. And during the concerts, you can really see the whole audience singing it, which is really cool because this was supposed to be a dying language, which now everyone's singing.
Does that mean that your Italian audience is becoming more adventurous?
La nostra musica è una musica molto per immigrati italiani.
He never thinks about the audience back home. He's always, because he feels that the Nidi de Rock type of audience is the Italians that lives abroad. So they are very adventurous. So there are lots of Italians abroad. They have immigrated in the ancient times and they still do. And his aim is really to reach all these people around the world, and he hopes that they can sing along the songs that he is trying to export.
Well, this last song that you're going to play for us is taking a traditional folk music and giving it a very new reality, Rondo Noe. Is that how you see this song, Alessandro, as an example of your identity with your traditions?
Sì, è stata una delle prime canzoni che abbiamo fatto ed è la ronda è un cerchio.
Yeah, this is a very it's a song that is very important to Alessandro because it's one of the first songs that he has composed, and it starts from the concept of ronda, which is the title of the song, which is a circle of person playing musicians and dancers playing all together in the village fair, so basically not in theaters, not in organized concerts, but it's free music for everyone in the streets. And this is a concept that it's the music from the people, from simple people. And it's something that we can find in so many different cultures as well. Once, for instance, they were playing in Brazil. They were touring in Brazil and they were just interacting with other musicians, locals, Brazilian musicians. And he was trying to explain to one of these musicians, Brazilian, the concept of Ronda. But actually, this guy said, oh, but yeah, of course, we have Ronda, Ronda from tambourine Ronda, you know, percussions Ronda, Ronda of percussions. You know, for him, it was just, it's a normal thing. I mean, music comes from the streets and people are just in a circle, they just play and sing and dance together.
Saída não cheira, la cortequina me parce vagante, parce vagante, parce vagante, la cortequina me parce vagante, e io le domandai tu sa la gente, ci l'hanno vista ca quecchi galante, quecchi galante, quecchi galante, ci l'hanno vista ca quecchi galante, una metti tu ca nulla viduta, la dame di tu ca li balli asciuta, li balli asciuta, li balli asciuta, la dame di tu ca li balli asciuta. Balambu, con la cosetta russa la pulita, ma la pulita, mo la pulita, con la cosetta russa la pulita, e mi sento tre volte con cipallu, con cipallu tua buca saporita, ma saporita, mo saporita, con cipallu tua buca saporita.
Darak, a group that is keen to give new expression to the music of southern Italy and one that is even willing to stick its neck out in a sea of purists. Ronde Noe, a new circle. I'm Lopa Kotari and you're listening to World on 3 here on BBC Radio 3. And so to another of the heavyweights on the programme tonight, the voice of the revolution, Sori Kandiakouyati, one of the many gems that Stearns brought out last year. The album is actually called La Voix de la Révolution, 23 tracks from the late, great Sori Kandiakouyati. Kouyati was from Guinea, blessed with a beautiful voice and intelligence to boot. He represented his country as it entered a new life as an independent state, the UN, throughout Africa and beyond. He died at just 44 years of age. His influence and legacy live on. If you're not happy with all your prezzies this Christmas, you might want to swap something for this. Here's Minawa.
Tabasoli minawa, bimani yana. Awa ya awa, dunyani da basari minawa. Bimani yanna.
Coco son musio, polo maido, alibele. Polvinero clamodon. Coco son musio, apolo maido, alibele. So pull a Jerry, but I'm not gonna marry ya. So pull a Jerry, but we need a clamodon. The judge saw me, Nancy saw me. Arona so bulbu nyaw ne mande nyaw na lola lol way du ma am lu ma sa nyaw jay so jay nagak saw mi am na ci keur bu rafet. man ci auto bu rafet yore ci song su rafet ñaaw na lol du mama sa am lu ñaawa ñaaw bu lo ngay do ali belel jay ci so mi nan ci so mi
Pular and the voice of Shekhlo, like you've never heard it. And it's all because of Nicolas Rupak, musician and producer extraordinaire. It's from his album Black Box, which sits at the top of my charts alongside Geta Chuk Mekuria. This is a blues album like no other, absolutely brilliant. I could play the whole thing on the programme, but instead I'll keep a track for next week. It comes out on the 14th of this month on the No Format label. Now, putting a call out to two more artists who I'd like to get into the studio this year, the legendary and thoroughly adorable Paolo Conte, a voice that you can just fall right into. I saw him perform at the Royal Albert Hall a couple of years ago. It was packed to the rafters, and yet he made it feel small and intimate, like a great old club tucked away in some old alley. And he was singing only to me. Absolute magic.
An impeccable smoking negro tuxedo e un viento de raso rojo un tornado los amantes del mambo dos en la cima de un rascacielos noche azul y media luna estrellas mil como almas perdidas los dos et mambo amor mambo deseo mambo señor el mambo amor mambo deseo mambo señor. Thank you. bella, ella sola baila el mambo. Un robot, ella sola inflama el mambo. Solamente chatarra él, pensamientos ninguno en ella, solamente su antigua idea de abandonar el suelo y muy alto volar. El mambo amor, mambo locura, mambo señor, el mambo amor. Mambo locura, mambo señor.
Não quero teu conselho, não quero outro desgosto. down, and I can't make mine. So many years, but yet I find I still can't get you off my mind. Oh, one of these days, and it won't be long, I'll sing for you my farewell song. I love your mama and your papa too. I love them both on account of you. I asked you once if you'd be mine. Right down you sat and you started crying. The longer you cried, the worse I felt, till I thought to my soul that my heart would melt. You turned away, and it hurts me yet. Sometimes I wish never met. Soon you became another man's wife, but those dear brown eyes still haunt my life. Ain't that enough to break my heart to think of you so far apart? Call my name, but I'll be gone. So roll on, Joan, and make your time, for I'm broke down and I can't make mine.
Ah, a final tune from the venerable Mr. Tom Paley, the title track, Roll On, Roll On. I love the fact that at the age of 84, he's still singing about a lost love and the hurt that goes with it. And though it's based on an old tune, it is a song that he essentially wrote just last year. Before that was O Que Ela Quer from Aline Frazão, a young Angolan who now lives in Spain in Santiago de Compostela. Aline says that it was when she heard Ella Fitzgerald for the first time that she really thought about searching for her own true voice. Her album Clave Bantu is a beautiful blend of her African and Portuguese upbringing, and I'd love to have her in the studio. Well, all the details for tonight's show are on the Radio 3 website. There are also pictures of Alessandro and the band too. And while you're online, why not leave me a message about who you might like to see in session on the programme. Well, that's it from me tonight. Thanks for listening, and I hope you've enjoyed World on 3's start to the new year. Next week, my guest in the studio is the charming, soft-spoken Sekou Keita. Join me at the same time next Friday if you can. The final song is a warrior song from Getachew Mekuria, who I opened tonight's programme with. Definitely a softer side of the lion. I'll see you next week. Good night.
Hello and welcome from me, Jonathan Swain. This is Through the Night here on BBC Radio 3 and music making now by the Juilliard String Quartet, the original Juilliard Quartet founded back in 1946 at the Juilliard School in New York. This is a concert today's Juilliards gave last April in Copenhagen. Haydn and Beethoven are to come in their concert. The Beethoven is his magnificent Opus 130 quartet, complete with its Grosse Fuge finale. And they set off with Stravinsky, the three string quartet pieces he wrote in 1914, which was when in London Stravinsky saw the English clown Little Titch. And the second of these pieces, Excentrique, was inspired by him. This first of the pieces called Just Dance. Thank you.